The kick is up. It's no good. Ah!
Oh, wow.
Ah!
That was aggressive.
It's 99.7 DJX. Those are the feelings that sometimes you feel when you're watching your favorite team play a sport and they don't win. That may be the rage monster coming out in you. But then what if the rage monster actually destroys something? That's what we're wanting to know. What did you destroy because your team lost? Yeah.
Like this poor Canadian who just couldn't deal with Canada losing the gold medal.
Anna rolls in and says, not sports related, but when Derek Shepherd died on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I was so upset, I threw the remote access across the living room.
No!
Bounced off the other couch before it hit the center of the TV. TV shattered. My parents were not happy, and I was very much grounded.
Wow.
Oh.
No, I get it. I mean...
Wait, is Derek Shepherd, is that a... like?
That's McDreamy.
Yeah, but is that... is that recent? That wouldn't be recent because I feel like Grey's Anatomy's old, right?
That was a long time ago.
Okay, all right. Because you said spoiler alert, and I'm not huge on Grey's Anatomy, so I didn't know.
I haven't watched in years and years and years either.
Okay, but, so I didn't know if I had actually given a spoiler on that.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
By the way, Missy says, Ben, that's way too much early, too early this morning with the level of your volume with the rage.
Listen, I remember, the only team that I get worked up over is Ohio State football. I can't help myself. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. It's born and bred in my, yes, I know. Thank you. Some people have that over the Cards and Cats.
Uh-huh.
I do get worked up, but not to this level.
Right.
I do over the Ohio State football team. And, you know, watching them miss a field goal that would have sent them into the national championship several years ago.
Yeah.
It caused me, I could feel my heart getting tight, and I had to figure out a way to regulate my emotions.
Yes, it's the regulating of the emotions that some people have a problem with. And see, that's why I don't get emotionally invested in sports like that, because it's easier to regulate when you don't care.
I mean, famously, Lexington burns couches when there's great things that happen.
Right.
And I love that for them.
And they're not even mad. They burn couches when they're happy.
They're happy, and I love that. I love that. You know, they haven't...
So many couches have died in Lexington.
And you know, it's unfortunate that there hasn't been many the past few years. But, you know...
We're going to choose to think they weren't attractive couches.
Right. There
so they're just, you know, they need to renovate anyway. It's like, you know what? We need an upgrade in the living room.
Again,
so it's fine.
What you destroy because your team lost, Jen? I slammed my phone on the couch after a playoff loss. Somehow shattered the screen. Anyway, the couch survived. Bank account did not, however.
Ooh, yeah. See, that's the thing, is you have to replace the things if you want.
I was
going to
say, a phone, a TV, things like that.
Yeah, Jeremy says my team blew a huge lead. I punched the arm of my recliner.
Oh,
the recliner now leans permanently to the left.
Oh.
My wife won't let me live that down.
Oh,
Jeremy, that's a constant reminder. Sitting there looking at you every single day.
You're like, don't lean on that side of the recliner.
Oh,
otherwise,
no.
You might find yourself on the floor.
Oh, dang it. I love the fact they still have it.
Well, maybe it's a reminder.
It's a reminder.
Maybe it's like, listen, this is staying in the den, and you are going to sit in it every single time your team plays.
As a reminder for perspective.
Right, exactly. I like that we're getting women, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Sarah.
There's some rage monsters.
Sarah rolled in and said, my team missed a game-winning field goal. I threw a throw pillow.
Oh.
It knocked over a lamp.
Oh, there it is.
Which shattered.
Oh,
I loved that lamp.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh. See, you think it was going to be safe with just the throw pillow. Oh. I mean, should be able to throw those. And it's fine.
It's funny. Natalie rolls in on text and says, I have not rage destroyed anything that I can remember.
Great.
I know my mom got after us if we ever decided to try it. And now,
yes,
as an adult, I hear her wrath in my head anytime I'm even about to throw something. She still scares me to this day.
See, there you go. That's a good mom. She instilled some good lessons that stayed with you.
Natalie?
That's great. Like, don't you think about it. Don't you do it.
Put that lamp down.
Don't you do it. Kelsey, after a brutal rivalry loss, I rage cleaned the kitchen.
Rage cleaned the kitchen.
Snapped the handle off a cabinet drawer.
Oh.
I still rage clean, but a little bit more carefully.
Wow.
You know what? That's a little bit more constructive.
I feel like that's something you would do.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like if
I'm going to rage, I'm going to get something done at the same time.
There you go.
Something needs to be done.
All right. These are kind of fun. Couple more here. What did you destroy because your team lost? Jason, I spiked my hat onto the floor after a last second loss. I accidentally broke my glasses because they were inside the hat. That was expensive.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, they must have been prescription.
Glasses, yeah.
Oh, Brad. I slammed the fridge door after a bad call.
Uh-huh.
And the shelf collapsed.
Oh, no.
Sending condiments everywhere. Mustard, yes. Ketchup, relish, all died for that loss. Plus the door of the fridge broke.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Wound up costing me a new fridge.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's where it really went sideways.
Yeah. When you're like, oh,
you can replace
what?
Some condiments.
Yeah.
But the fridge is going to hurt a little bit more.
The shelf and the door to the fridge, not something as easily replaced or cheaply replaced.
Oh, bless their hearts.
All right. Good stuff. Well, hopefully... the next time your team plays and they lose, you don't have to.
Put the chainsaw down.
No!
That's not what we do. No. No.
Oh, by the way, Tony the welder, he knew exactly the game that I was talking about. He said, hey, Ben, go Dogs. Yeah, that was the Georgia Bulldogs that beat Ohio State when Ohio State missed a field goal at the last second. Yep.
He says, they upset me all the time. I've actually invested in a heavy punching bag in the garage. Oh, that's healthier.
Yeah,
that you can work on your fitness and take out your frustrations. And,
all right, so anyways.
A punching bag in the garage.
All right. Thank you for the stories. Those are good.
Oh, also, Anna is rolling in to let us know that the Derek Shepherd was not a spoiler alert that happened in season 11 back in 2015.
Okay, good. Good.
2015.
It's been
okay,
several
so
years.
That's
right.
They should
That's
know.
Right. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.70 JX.